This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, don't forget to vote if you follow us on X there at Men's Room Live. Somebody's name got picked out of a hat before the show.
Yes.
Doing that all week, you know what I mean? One of those things we're doing. All right. Here is a random would you rather question for you gentlemen. Would you rather only eat the same meal for the rest of your life or only drink the same drink for the rest of your life? Now keep in mind, alcohol plays into this. Now you get to pick the meal, you get to pick the drink.
I'll take the meal.
You're going to eat the same meal for the rest of your life?
Yeah, it'll be pizza. I know I'll get sick of it, but...
But then you can drink beer.
Sure.
You can have whatever. A mixed drink.
You can drink apple juice. You drink whatever he wants now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. So you would pick pizza
because
as your go-to meal.
Of all the foods I've had to eat, like ramen noodles, tuna, pizza. Pizza's the one I actually never got sick of. I know eventually I will, but it's got the longest shelf life for me, man.
Okay. All right. See, I think I would pick something a little bit, like a three-portion meal.
Like
instead
what?
Of just one thing.
Well, like what?
I don't know. Like, you know, piece of salmon. Little side of pasta.
I think
you've
already failed.
Yeah. No, but I can drink whatever I want. I still don't think I think I would get tired. Now I have
you're
three things.
You're going to get tired of
I know
pizza,
I am.
But you're
going
to get tired of that. And it's not even good. I mean, start good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. So.
That feels like two meals, though, dude.
What, salmon, rice, and...
Well, see, that salmon, a side of pasta, and a side of salad.
Well, yeah.
It depends on the size of the pasta.
Okay,
to me, that's the difference.
All right, what if I get a...
Because I'm expecting a full, like, the salmon filet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm saying, like,
yeah, you get rice
pilaf
off, it's fine. That's side pasta, come on.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, rice pilaf.
Okay, all right. Okay, if you could eat one... If you could only eat one carb for the rest of your life, then, would you take pasta, would you take potatoes, or would you take bread?
Pasta.
You would take
pasta. Immediately.
Potatoes. Potatoes, man.
I'm going bread. Because I can make
put on it.
I'm going to make sandwiches. I can have buns. I can have
hamburgers. I see.
You're only four.
I can have other stuff. I thought I was just eating
potatoes. No.
I'll think about potato pancakes.
You can only eat one starch. You can pick rice. You can pick pasta.
Yeah.
You can pick bread or you can pick potatoes. What do you take?
Is anyone picking rice? I mean, come on, man.
Oh, I'm taking potatoes still.
Really?
I could make little potato pancakes as bread.
I mean, he's not wrong. Potatoes are a very versatile food.
Like, they are, but they're also super heavy, right? So if I can make sandwiches or pasta, I can kind of gauge how heavy I want it to be.
Speaking of potato, man, and bread, I had a potato roll the other day with some shrimp salad I made on it.
Yeah.
God almighty, I forget how good a potato roll is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you buy shrimp salad from a gas station?
No, absolutely.
Oh, really?
No.
Egg salad or shrimp salad?
Not neither.
Potato salad.
I'm eating the sushi.
Dude, even I would draw the line at gas station shrimp salad. So I don't know why.
I'll eat the sushi.
I'll eat the egg salad every day of the week. But that shrimp salad, I'm like,
I used to get a shrimp salad sandwich at a gas station on Ritchie Highway. I just remember that. It was a gas. They had bombs.
You just said you would never
It was also a seafood deli inside in the gas station. So it's a little bit more legit.
So, yes. The seafood deli.
No, it really was. Station. You could go in there and get a crab cake. You could fill your tank up.
Okay.
I mean, that's what they do there.
I think we should go back to that original question, but that's all you get to eat. One carb.
So no sandwiches if you pick bread, etc.
Right. You pick all bread, right. You're just eating bread and muffins.
You got bread, you got toast, you got French toast.
But now you got to have plain as potatoes.
Then I'm back to pasta, I guess.
No, I'd probably go bread.
I'd go pasta. Even though a pasta kind of tastes the same.
Yeah.
Like bread, you can switch up a little bit. Go multigrain one day if you're feeling stupid.
Right.
I'd probably
pick like a brioche bread or like a sourdough loaf or something like
that. Wait, you have to stick with the same bread or can it just be bread?
I don't know, Ted.
Yeah, you can pick all kinds of bread.
Then I'm going bread. Okay. I'm going bread.
Yeah.
Oh. There it is.
All right. Well, baked potato
really,
for
dude, I can have a croissant. Or
but you can't
bake
put anything on it.
What
Ted.
Else are you going to do?
Yeah, I can.
No, the only thing that you're eating is a potato.
So now, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
That would be
another out. Boiled potato, Ted.
Can I have salt and peppers?
No.
No. No Danos?
No, you're just eating the thing, man. I have a croissant. Would you like a corner of my croissant for your boiled
ground,
potato?
Washing it off and put it in your face.
I think potatoes would make you sad.
Yes. You know? Sad ass Ted eating his boiled potato.
Jesus, there's a whole island, I guess, of sad people. They don't seem that sad, the Irish.
It wasn't the famine. It was the depression.
That music is sad.
Hello, Ronnie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
Ronnie, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, here we go. This is a weird one, but would you rather come home to a bloody stranger in your house?
Bloody stranger.
Or a rabid fox in your driveway? So bloody stranger in your house or rabid fox in your driveway?
Oh, man. Bloody strangers. No, I've had enough of them. I told you guys that story about the bloody guy that attacked me in the middle of the street in Vegas.
Yes.
About a month ago. No, I'm cool with that. I'll take the fox. I'm going to start carrying one of those little spray things where it's like a pepper spray.
Pepper spray, yeah.
I was at the marina yesterday, and I was on my boat, and those seals are nasty. Sometimes they won't let you go by. There'll be like 8 or 10 of them out there blocking the dock, and you come up, and they just go, rah, and they won't let you walk by.
Are you going to pepper spray a seal?
Oh, well, I watched a guy and his wife going by on the dock next to us just then, and they were like, they walked up to a great big group of seals. He pulled out his little thing and squirted it, and they scattered. So I think maybe it would pay to have one of those things in your pocket.
Okay.
All right.
Ronnie, why the hell did you get beat up again in Vegas?
I was just trying to help a guy in the middle of the street, but it turned out he was trying to commit suicide.
Oh.
I thought he was faking it. I told you about he had his hand in the tire, but he was just having a crazy like thing that day. And the witnesses said that he took off his clothes. He got out of his car at 7-Eleven. He took off his clothes. He all the way down his underwear. He went over to the street post, the bus stop, banged his head against the bus stop sign until his face was all bloody, like I told you about. And then he tried to jump in front of the city bus that was going by. And he missed that, so he jumped and bashed the windshield out on the next car that went by.
So, all right, so this guy was having a break.
I see a bloody person. I'm not, just like Miles said. He said, you know what? I'm cool with the bloody people, you know, and I am too now.
Miles
like,
wears a T-shirt that says
that. Yeah, I'm cool with bloody people.
I'm cool with the bloody people. Yeah. Did you notice one thing about his story? Okay, this guy obviously is having an episode in Las Vegas. And even in the worst moment of your life, I'm assuming, if you're going to get out of your car and get naked, you still do it at a 7-Eleven.
Like
somehow, 7-Eleven, right. Anything else can go on in
it's
Vegas,
like, it's like
but
Kevin,
somehow
it's like,
that's where you get naked.
It's like Kevin Bacon. It's always going to come back around.
They come to, if they're naked,
yeah.
Investigate 7-Eleven.
7 degrees of separation.
There's something. 7-Eleven has something to do with it. Yeah. Just by existence.
Seven. Right, 7-11.
Just they're there.
That's what I'm saying. This guy can be anywhere. And it's like, well, when I get the naked part, I'm going to do it at 7-Eleven.
You also have the, when you're open 24 hours, there's a better chance. I mean, you look at what happens at Waffle House compared to what happens at Denny's.
But they're not naked.
Denny's closes. Mm-hmm. You know, Waffle House does not. So there's a difference.
But why are they naked?
In the clientele. Because
I understand you're drunk, you might get in a fight. That's Waffle House, right? But it's not, they're naked at Waffle House.
Well, 7-Eleven, Denny's is basically business hours. You know?
Sure.
When you get past that point in time, it's kind of like, extracurricular time. So, you know, we're not going to get hammered at work. But when we get home,
but at 7-Eleven, I can be there at 3 in the afternoon. The risk of someone being naked is like 85%. So I'm saying 7-Eleven doesn't matter what time of day it is.
Yeah,
if you're going to get naked, for some reason, it's like, let me do this at 7-Eleven.
I followed a guy yesterday for 4 blocks in Fremont with his butt hanging out.
Why were you following him? Or was that why?
Because I was going to the gym.
Because his butt was hanging out.
I was going
out.
To the gym, and he was going. Sure. He kept walking the same way I was.
Sure.
I mean, he was clearly hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a nice ass on him. You know what I mean? But he was an older gentleman.
What a tushy.
Yeah.
Were his pants down, or was it like a back flap open?
His pants were just down. He couldn't keep them up.
Was he trying?
He was holding the front.
Hey, can you grab the back too, player?
Yep. Reese asked, would you rather come home to a bloody stranger in your home or a rabid fox in your driveway? Here's a crazy one. A woman arrived home to find a critically injured stranger crying on her couch. Police are now investigating after a woman in Virginia arrived home and found a man who later ended up being pronounced dead inside her property.
Jeez.
Yeah. They received a call reporting that she arrived at a residence and discovered an injured man inside her home. Now, deputies rendered first aid, and then EMS arrived, transported the man to a Winchester Medical Center, and he was later pronounced deceased. He was identified as Brandon Probst. The woman reportedly discovered the man lying on her couch with several wounds. Also, there was blood everywhere in the house. And the woman took a few steps in her home before turning around and calling the police.
Good call.
Once she realized there was someone inside. She said, I never saw him at first. I just heard a man crying. I hadn't turned the lights on, and I could tell somebody was on the sofa. And it looked like they had a blanket that I kept there on the sofa. Pulled over them, according to the outlet.
Okay.
But police said of the investigation and the release that the death investigation began with several hours of collecting evidence at the scene. The search for the individual ended this morning at a hotel in Front Royal, Virginia. So there was a person responsible for that man's death. But he is being charged with malicious wounding and murder. So I believe that he was stabbed multiple times before he made it in the home. Now,
that would freak me out to walk into.
Now we have the story of a fox that tested positive for rabies after coming into contact with a man. Officials said the victim was unloading their vehicle, walking toward their home, and then a fox ran out of the bushes, latched on the right leg, and wouldn't let go. When animal control
what did
arrived,
it say?
Officer said...
That's why you should be a cop. Man, what did the fox say?
What did the fox say? What did the fox say, right?
You were engaged with him. What did he say?
Is that what the fox said?
Yeah.
I'm asking for a quote here, people. It's a serious situation.
When animal control arrived, officials said law enforcement had the fox on a catch pole so they could take it for rabies testing.
Gotcha now.
A neighbor told animal control that before the victim came home, the fox was in his backyard, biting off a lawn ornament and acting strangely.
He hates that gnome.
Yeah, that's the first thing I pictured.
The victim was checked by EMS, and the fox had not broken the skin on their leg. But officials said the fox was sent to the state lab for testing, did test positive for rabies.
We have bad news, Mr. Fox. Before you say anything, you have rabies.
The court reporter's there. Can you repeat what the fox said?
It would suck if you could talk to animals, right? But you're a veterinarian. Because you already have to tell people, hey, Mr. Montgomery, we have bad news, blah, blah, blah. You're looking at a dog like, listen, a breed at your age, you know, they suffer from these knee problems. I spoke to your owners, and we're going to kill you. That's the decision they made. It's cheap, and then we're going to burn your body, put it in a box, and give it back.
That's right.
All right. Random, we're all good
dude,
here.
I think they did that to that fox.
I think if you do have rabies, man, I think they do incinerate your ass.
Yeah, they put you down.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Fox, we have terrible news. He tested positive for rabies. I didn't mean to bite his leg, man. I don't know. No, that's what it was. It wasn't you. It's the rabies.
Can you imagine you look out?
We're going to burn you to death now.
You look out your backyard. There's a fox defiling your gnome.
Well, he was attacking it. When you say defile, I have a different image.
Come here.
How do you know it wasn't a lawn deer? Do you have any lawn art in your yard?
Weed Week.
We got some.
Are you a lawn art guy?
There's an iron mushroom, I think it is.
Iron mushroom.
Yeah. Right.
Mike, what do you got in your yard, Dave? You got any?
Nothing just yet.
Are you afraid it's going to be stolen?
You damn right I am.
Okay.
Really?
I'm in Tacoma.
Well, you have a backyard.
I do.
Put some lawn art back there.
Put some back there. If you go to Ryan Castle's house, his wife collects gnomes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't all give my you. Wife ideas. I don't need gnomes and
I got out some friends. They've since moved, but they used to live in Maryland, and we had moved here to Seattle. My wife and I went back to visit them, and they hate lawn art, and they lived in like this cul-de-sac, right? So it's around Christmas time. We're driving through Pennsylvania, and I said, hey, man, we got to stop at this store. And it's like, you know, I don't know, Stuff Barn. My wife's like, why? I said, look, we're buying them some lawn art. So we bought these two big-ass white wicker reindeer with Christmas lights on it.
Oh, yeah.
Plugged them in, put them on the front lawn, then rang their doorbell. Oh, yeah. Looks on their faces.
Congratulations.
Hey, hey, we brought you something.
My sister had a Commanders one, but she lives in Baltimore.
Oh, no.
And then the Ravens, this years ago, lost the Commanders. The next morning, she said it was just looked like somebody had spiked her nose in the middle of the
oh,
street.
No. Just a bunch of pieces.
Hatred. I should just buy a gnome, not tell my wife, and just set it up in front of our house.
But make sure it's staring at the house.
Yeah. Just find some good lawn art, man.
Just make sure it's looking at the house on freezer.
Just get a good plastic flamingo and put it out there.
Or get one of those balls.
Oh, one of those silver balls?
Big metallic balls.
It sends on like a pedestal?
Those were massive when I was a kid in my neighborhood. And we were like, there must be a witch that lives there.
Are the balls attached to the stand?
I would assume.
That's J.D. Vance.
You think that they
Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. Random Would You Rather question. All right, since you brought this up just a couple minutes ago. Would you rather be able to speak any language or be able to talk to any animal?
Probably speak any language. I think that would probably serve me better.
Listen, it would be more practical. There's no doubt about that, right? You can travel, you speak to different people.
I disagree.
When people talk about, but I'm still talking to animals. Straight up.
Right.
So I am talking to animals.
So you would definitely.
What animal would you want to talk to?
You can talk to them. You can talk to them all.
Because
that's
the thing. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to tip them off that you know how to speak animal, right? So you go to the zoo. The monkey's acting weird, right? Weird eye contact. I'm not going to let them know. The lion's down. The rabbit goes, hey, man, you don't know the. Yeah, the black dude up here. Yeah. I can speak animal. What's up?
Well,
right. I think it'd be fascinating.
Not only that, but you could, like, look, if you go to the zoo.
But you know what would suck is if he spoke a foreign language.
If you go to the zoo, okay? And you could talk to the orangutan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up and you're like, hey, how you doing, buddy? And he goes, you know, it's been a rough month, man. I think I tore my rotator cuff. And you go, all right, how you feel? It's hard, man. I can't really, you know, lift my elbow up above my shoulder. All right, you want me to tell the zookeeper that? Oh, yeah, please, man. Let him know that my right shoulder's all messed up. Oh, I'll be right back, man. Hold on. I'll go. Hey, man, I was just talking to your orangutan in there. Check out his shoulder. He thinks he's got a torn rotator cuff.
But see, I think you have a very positive view of what the animals might tell you. I think you might say to the orangutan, hey, I can speak in orangutan. And he says, listen.
Well, yeah, I heard he knows because I'm speaking orangutan.
There's something about your face. I'm about to break out of this bitch and kill you. Like, you don't know.
But you know now.
It could be anything. See, you go to the aquarium, a shark goes by and say, fall in this water, bitch. I will eat you.
But here's the difference.
I don't like you.
Elizabeth, even if you're traveling and you don't speak the language, we were in Germany. We did not speak German, but we were able to get by. Now, we needed some technology to help us. Like, there's a reader thing for your phone, which will translate the menu in German roughly to English.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things that can help you.
What about that woman, like, yelling at us at the grocery store?
Well, it's because we're stupid.
But
the thing is, we couldn't understand her, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So this is the beauty of it.
You do get away with more. Don't know what you're saying.
I mean, humans are just going to be the same people no matter where you go. They're going to complain. They're going to be happy. They're going to bitch. They're going to be this.
Animals are cool, but I want to speak any language.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You would. All right. So we go camping, all right? And Elizabeth, you're here, too. The men's room and Elizabeth, we go camping. We are in a foreign country, all right? It's war-torn. You know, the local warlord shows up, and you can speak the language. You might say,
okay.
Now, while you're doing that, I'm like, you might want to know that Pride of Lions is thinking, bro.
Oh, you more fun
just
than
saying.
That. Guy's walking down the street walking his dog. You can speak dog. You go, hey, man, I'll throw you a treat if you pee on his leg. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You could talk to me. Hey, Bert, do me a favor. Drop a heater on that guy in front of me, man.
Peanuts for a week.
Yeah, those three guys walking in a line,
blocking
the entire sidewalk, the four deep. Yeah, bomb them with as much poop as you can.
So you do like the idea of working with the animals then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, training them would be much easier and, like, I mean...
What animal would you talk to first?
mean, the closest one next to me is my cat, but...
I don't know that I talk to my pets, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Right, because they're going to have demands, they're going to have opinions about things. Like, I'm not talking to you.
It would make hunting easier.
Oh, yeah.
You just walk out in the middle of the woods, hey, deer! Then they all come out.
If you waited, I'd have told you, I could shoot you in the face.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking animals.
Yeah, for sure.
Without question. Reason we asked for Jaren to be able to speak any language or talk to any animal. As you know, AI has led hackers to invent voices to mock billionaires on street corners like they just did today in the city of Seattle. Did you read that?
No.
One of the cross buttons when you press it, it talks about Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But either way. All right. Yeah. AI is now being used to record dolphins, which they have been since 1985.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they've always
more
been
human than we thought.
In dolphin you vocalization like and social interactions. They have decades worth of audio and video recordings.
You know why I had to punish you earlier, right?
With that AI model, they believe they are going to be able to speak to dolphins first.
Do we want to know?
All right.
You think the dolphins are going to freak out? Like, Jesus Christ! A human being just talked to us. What the hell is
talking
going on?
Human.
Yeah, I think animals might freak out. Like, what?
They might attack us.
Yeah, no kidding. Get out of my head.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Don't forget you can vote on X at Minterm Live. And guess which member of the program had their name pulled out of a hat before the show today? Yeah. We'll give you the reveal there coming up at the end of the program. In the meantime, it is our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the Minterm.
Hola.
Hola.
Matthew, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. This is a dark one, but would you rather...
Cool.
Have your earlobe bitten off by a police dog or have your ear bitten off by a human? Which would you take?
Oh, man. Bitten off by a human, for sure.
Bitten off by a human? Why is that?
I mean, I just think if...
Like the interaction is probably
less... Recover from it.
Okay.
Who did?
Holyfield?
Oh, Holyfield, yeah.
Well, he also has millions.
Who's got a dirtier mouth, a human or a dog? That's a question we need to answer.
Oh, I'm taking the police dog.
You're taking the dog?
You are.
Why the dog?
I'm going to call a lawyer.
All right. So this is about the lawsuit later.
Correct. So Okay. You're pretty sure you're going to get the money guaranteed if it's a police dog. But what if you're up to no good?
Then let's assume it took you down because you were doing something.
Yeah.
All right. I thought this police dog just randomly attacked me.
No, you've done something, whatever it is. They let go of the
dog.
They
have sicked the dog on you.
And he takes you down, but he also bites off part of your ear.
Even if they have probable cause and you are innocent. I mean, I don't know anything about the law. So,
I was kind of banking on this dog just messed up.
It just seems like whenever you get involved with something
you're all about the lawsuit.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make money.
Whenever you hear something weird, that something happened to somebody, like their ear getting bit off by a person or whatever, getting in a terrible car crash, whatever. Yeah. This person has no insurance. They got no job. My uncle got smacked into in Florida. The guy had no license. He had no registration. He had no insurance. My uncle's in the hospital for days.
The guy that bites you, man, he's got nothing.
You don't know that, man. All right, so you went to the Hamptons.
All right,
and I don't know how you got invited, but you are there. Now, you are rubbing elbows with people that got some cash, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But they're a Duke fan. They hate me. And you guys get into it, but you're both drunk on that high-dollar champagne. You guys scrap.
I'm getting the better of him, and he bites my ear off?
Bite your ear. Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess if it's a hand.
He has money.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of random guy that would bite your ear off, and there's not much going on.
Okay, how about this? There's no money involved. You're just going to get your ear bitten off.
Police dog.
All right.
So my money says best chance of reattachment would be with a human bite. Compared to a dog. I might be wrong on that, but it just seems like the teeth are more sharp. There's more of them on a dog, where at least, like, hopefully if he's got decent teeth.
If it's one quick bite from a human, I agree, but our teeth just aren't as sharp. So I know the dogs shake their head, but I feel like one shake, it's done.
Have they bitten my ears, or are the ears gone?
Well,
part of your ear is gone, at least.
All right, yeah, that's the issue. I feel like the dog has a better chance eating off of, like, a whole chunk.
Yeah.
Whereas the human really have to gnaw on it.
What if it's John Elway? It's coming off first bite.
I got bit by a bronco.
Reason we asked, would you rather have your earlobe bitten off by a police dog or have your ear bitten by a human? A spring break beach brawl ended with an 18-year-old combatant under arrest for allegedly biting off the ear of his opponent. A sheriff's deputy, he was patrolling at Fort Myers Beach when he was flagged down because a fight was going down where a guy's ear was bitten off. An investigation confirmed that the victim, Juwan Black, suffered a traumatic auricular amputation of his left ear.
Of course.
Auricular? I don't know. During a brawl with Jack Turner, 18. So it was Juwan Black and Jack Turner. Black was transported to a local hospital. A video recorded by a bystander showed Turner pummeling Black as they wrestled in the sand. At one point, Turner pulled Black's head upward as he brought his face toward his left side and bit his ear off.
I won't get me a nibble.
Female witness one, Haley Seeley, told cops that she was walking with Black and others when Turner called him racial. Oh, there you go. Racial slurs. Jesus. But the person who was being called racial slurs was the person that had his ear bitten off.
Yeah.
So they approached the guy and bit him from behind. When the ensuing fight was broken up, she saw Black's ear had been bitten off. Turner was arrested at the scene on a felony battery charge. He was freed from the county jail the following day.
What?
After posting $50,000 bond. A judge has ordered him to have no contact with Black. In any application seeking the appointment of a public defender, Turner reported having no income and that his bond was posted by his family. Turner's residence is listed as a 3-bedroom Fort Myers home purchased by his parents in 2018.
Oh, you're right, Ted. No money.
So he's living off the parents. But the parents have money.
That's true.
Because he's living there with no job. Now, we have the story of a San Jose police dog attacking a man, biting off his earlobe as officers sent in the canine to investigate a laundry room fight involving a kitchen knife. One Fernando Galvez still has not fully recovered from the police dog attack, according to the Oakland attorney.
They bit it half his ear off.
Yeah. Who's law
I don't think
him.
I ever will.
Yeah. The attorney, she sued San Jose police on her client's behalf last month. The video shows officers sending in the dog named Ronan to search Galvez's apartment, where the then 19-year-old is heard screaming in pain from the back room. Ronan's handler calls off the dog 5 times, but the animal does not heed any orders.
I can't hear you.
According to the video.
You're good.
Eventually, the
officers... No habla español, homie.
Moving closer to where Galvez is in the hallway of his apartment.
Galvez.
His face streaming with blood, a chunk of his ear gone. His injuries were so horrific. Police dogs are not supposed to behave that way.
You don't say.
They're not supposed to attack your face. The San Jose police declined to comment on a lawsuit.
Random.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, we just lost everybody on the phone.
Random. Give us a call back if you're on hold for the random would you rather question. 206-803 route. Okay. All right. I'll give you guys one.
Whatever your tip.
Would you rather become the opposite gender or never have sex again?
Opposite gender.
Yeah.
You would become the opposite gender.
Yeah.
And then are you going to be still interested in ladies?
No. We're going to find out.
Oh.
Hey, I'm the opposite gender now, man.
No, I'm a chick now.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm going out for drinks.
Wasn't that a Broadway song?
I'm a chick now.
Yeah. So would you date other women or would you date men?
No, I mean, I'd date dudes.
You would date dudes.
Well, I'm a chick now.
I understand that.
I'm a chick now, man.
I mean, no matter what sex you are, you can, date whatever sex you want.
I know, but as a female, I do not know what I'd be into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you're into now. I don't think your mind's going to change.
But I don't know. I think my mind would change.
Really?
In my experience, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the dudes in this room would know how to sling it if we changed genders, man.
Well, I mean...
Ted shows up, just cracks me up. What's up, fellas?
Okay, like, look, everybody, Mike, when it comes to this, okay?
Okay.
I know I'm going to be good at this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be good at this.
You're going to find out,
but
brother.
But you know what to do, Miles. You know what is good.
You know how to work it, man.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm going to spend all my time.
I never kicked the tires.
I'm going to hug, too.
I've never kicked the tires. I don't know.
Yes, you have. You were the tires.
I mean, I watched it.
You were the tires.
Look, man.
You know what that feels like.
I watch pro golf. I can't play like that. You know what I mean? Like, I watch pro tennis. There's a reason I'm not out there. I watch porn. There's a reason I'm not in them. You know?
Man, but I'm just saying, as a straight dude, I would imagine if I'm a chick, I'm still straight. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to hook up with dudes.
Yeah. I mean,
what would be your type, do you think?
Well, I have a lot of friends that we could really, we could make it work now.
Hot barrel chested blondes.
All right. So you and Sean are going to go at it.
Why not?
Is he your first guy you're going to kick the tires
yeah.
with?
Yeah. Watch football.
Does he know or
beer?
Do you tell him later?
I don't know. There's
what
you
if
know?
You were what if you were disappointed in his sexual prowess? In other words, what if he was the worst lay you ever had? Are you still going to be friends with him?
I mean, I wouldn't wife anybody up right away. I'd have some fun.
Okay. All right.
I'd be throwing it around the local place.
Are you taking the other gender?
I mean,
I guess
yet? You have to. But you can still take care of yourself. I mean, you're just not having sex.
Still, what are you thinking about when you take care of yourself? I'm not picturing me taking care of myself when I'm taking care of myself.
So yeah.
I'm picturing what I'd.
So you're gonna go out with dudes.
Now I'm gonna be a chick. We'll find out. I might swing both ways, brother. The world is not my oyster.
Would you try to find like a sugar daddy?
Sure.
I mean, if you could date, would you go younger? Would you go older? What kind of man would you go out with?
I don't know. I got to turn to a woman first. Then I'll tell you, like Miles. I'll tell you what. You look good in that yellow shirt.
Okay. This is a men's room IPA shirt, by the way, from Black Raven Brewing.
That's true.
I'm going to wear this tonight.
Not you looking good.
Hope I get a free drink. Yes.
Yeah.
Since, by the way, our company's having a party officially right now, once again, we are not invited because they throw a party every single time we are on the air on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They do this to us.
Yes, they do.
Somebody here says, have fun with the periods. Thank you.
I'll wash it down with free drinks.
Hey, there you go.
All I'm doing is, you know, just taking a heating pad to work.
I wonder, too, would, like, things really change?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I can only model on my wife. So I think I come home from work and be like, hey, man, for the first time in a long time, I heard what everyone had to say at work. Well, I actually listened to each person, and I remembered, and I cared. Not only that, I'm going to share all of the information I got from work
with you. With your 30-second normal story.
With you.
Would your normal 30-second story take 5 minutes?
That's my guess.
Would you change everything?
You know what? I do remember every nuance of the day.
Would
every
you blow
moment.
Your nose and leave the Kleenex on the coffee
Absolutely.
Table? Okay. Would you leave all the cabinet and doors open?
Of course.
Would you do a load of laundry and not put the wash into the dryer?
No.
All right. Okay. So that's the line.
I'm on top of that.
That's the line you cross.
Yeah.
That you won't cross. Okay.
I just would get in a chaperone.
That's your first thing.
I became a chick, really in a chaperone.
Yeah, yeah. Like I watch different shows.
Yeah, that's true.
If you knew we had to leave.
I want to watch a movie that depresses me to the point that I'm a blubbering mess because the character I like, they died. I'm going to watch a movie about a dog. You know what happens to the dog? It dies. Watch a movie and pay money to see it, I want to be sad and uncontrollably cry for an hour. Yeah, that is a fantastic.
If we had to leave the house at 5, would you still be doing your makeup at 5:10?
Yeah. No, I'd be ready at 4:55.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't because you change sex.
No, you say I'm basing it on my wife. 4:55, I would say we have until 5. We still have 5 minutes. I know.
Right.
I'm just worried about and filling the blank.
But you started at 3.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want everybody to come over for a charcuterie and steel magnolias.
I want to drink box wine.
Yeah. Yeah, be classy.
Would you try to conserve toilet paper?
It depends what's happening.
You're a woman. I've never seen that before. Like, I go, now, where did the roll go?
Mm-hmm.
I just replaced this thing.
Right.
That's amazing. I've only pooped in here once. Where did it go?
Front and back, Miles.
Random. Wouldn't be the woman's room. It'd be the ladies' room, Texter.
Random.
Classy broads in here.
Yeah.
The broads room. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Weed Week, gentlemen.
Hola.
Oh, but now we have a men's room rosé.
Okay, Mike.
Oh, it does come in a box.
Mike, basically this random question is a death wish. What job would you rather have? Would you rather be a roofer, a logger, or a commercial fisherman? You got to pick one of those three jobs. You have to work that job. Roofer, logger, commercial fisherman. Which one are you taking?
Fisherman.
You are taking a commercial. Okay, do you have any problem with sea legs?
No.
Do you have any problem with seasickness?
No.
Okay. Do you get tired easy? Because sometimes they work, 16 to 12-hour shifts?
No, I just don't want to be high up, straight up.
That's why I would not want to be a roofer.
I'm taking the logger.
6 feet tall. That is high enough up for me.
That's good.
If I have to do logging, that might involve me having to climb into a tree. No, I am good because that means that tree is supposed to come down. I do not want to come down with a tree.
What is the highest elevation that you've been at where you can look over the edge of something?
I mean, one story building, I'm okay with. You try to put me on top of anything higher than two, and I'm shaking leg syndrome.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Dude, climbing up a ladder sucks. A-frame ladders are a different story, but, like, you know those ladders you put on top of your, like, next to your house so you can get onto top of your roof?
Sure.
Nah, I'm okay.
Okay, well, you know, Rover's going to pay the least, I would guess, out of these three, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that may be my assumption. I don't know. I don't know what loggers get paid. I know it's one of the most dangerous jobs you can have.
Well, sure.
I mean, I would take fishermen just because you're right. Their hours are longer, and they do work, like, days and a half, but the season is shorter. Whereas true. I feel like a logger, I'm out there a lot logging.
I am out there a lot, man. But I'm not freezing to death all the time. I'm not on. Yeah, I'm taking.
I'm with you. If there was one that I think I could take, it'd be the logger.
Being a logger in the Northwest, those conditions suck.
They do.
It's like 30 some degrees, piss and rain.
It ain't the funnest of jobs. You're on a boat.
It's balmy to us, man. You're on a boat in what, the freaking Arctic or whatever?
Well, sure, I'm smashing ice, but it's for 3 weeks. Then I'm back home and I'm rich.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Nope.
Hello, pet. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. You not creepy sounding son of a bitch.
Hey, Pat. Random, would you rather question? Okay. Pat?
Hello.
Hypothetically. Would you rather find out that your partner cheated on you, or would you rather find out that your partner finds out that you cheated on them?
Keep stroking your hairless cat while you think about this.
Would you rather find out that your partner cheated on you, or they find out you cheated on them?
This couldn't be any more of an ironic question because you guys talked to me before. I'm one-legged and whatnot anyways. My partner...
I forgot until I heard your voice.
Oh, yeah, one-legged guy.
My partner has already found out that I cheated on her because she went through my phone when I was getting my leg cut off in the hospital.
Whoa!
And I woke up out of surgery with her screaming at me, and now my marriage is over. 3 years later.
Hold on. So you wake up out of surgery, and you now have one leg, but the first thing you agreed with is that.
Yep. And, you know, there's a lot of things that led up to it. You know, it's probably a 70-30 situation instead of like a 50-50. You know, I still crossed the line, but, you know, I spent the last 3 years trying to repair it, and it just ain't working.
Okay.
So...
Well, let me ask
your
you
leg
this.
Or your relationship?
Relationship.
What? So what was
leg
the
leg is stellar.
What was the circumstance that led up to you losing your leg?
I got schwacked by a car on my way to Fort Lewis for drill, and that happened in June of 22.
Were you in the car or were you walking?
I was on a motorcycle and I was T-boned by a Volkswagen Beetle.
I remember this.
I got to ask you, since you're in the military, like deep. If people ask, you just say, don't ask?
I'm retired now, so I just tell people I got bit by a beetle. And if kids ask me, I just tell them I didn't listen to my parents.
Okay. That's there. All right. Now, how's the prosthetic working out? Is it?
It's stellar. It's stellar.
So
my guy's awesome.
So most things you can do normally. All right. But like when you get in the shower, you got to take that off, right?
Yep. Shower is on one leg. Yeah, into the sea sometimes is on one leg, which is fun.
Can you swim? Can you swim?
Oh, yes, I could swim. And no, it's not in a circle to the left. All right. Or to the right.
Scratch the question.
Do you dress as a pirate every Halloween?
No, I actually have not gotten the opportunity to do that yet. But,
okay.
You know, any other
or you're wasting
questions,
one.
You know?
All right.
So you're wasting an opportunity, dude. If you could, it's right there.
All right. If you could get one back, would you take your ex or your leg?
My ex.
You would take your ex.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, in a heartbeat. If I had to.
Damn.
Are you with the woman now that you are having an affair with?
No.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
So it was a one-off deal, and because of that, you lost your marriage, essentially.
I didn't say it's a one-off deal. I kind of flipped up a little bit.
All right, man, we got this.
Yeah.
We got it.
What a day.
The relationship over the leg.
What a day.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're already going
in. Hey, baby, if you're little, I love you. I'm taking my leg.
You're only going in knowing that you wake up and you're not going to have a leg.
Yeah.
You never think there's going to be more. But wait, there's more. Not only do you get the peeler, you also get the juicer.
Yeah. Random. Hello, Greg. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Craig, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
Here's that was a great guy to follow.
Yeah, right? I'll give you an easier one.
Yeah.
Would you rather meet your favorite musician for 5 minutes, all right, or co-star in a blockbuster movie with your least favorite actor?
Yeah, I'm doing the co-star thing, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna meet my favorite musician.
You are? And who is that?
Yeah. Well, he's passed away now, but okay. I would go...
well, then, Greg, if you wait long enough...
You go with Jerry Garcia.
Oh, that's pretty... Yeah, that's a good call.
Okay. Who is your least favorite actor, by the way?
I can't say, probably. I've never watched his movies.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. I don't like him enough to have seen it.
Fair I
enough.
Got mine.
Who's that?
Who?
Emile Hirsch.
What's your beef with Emile Hirsch, the A-lister that he is?
He was the bad guy in Alpha Dog.
And...
I hate that character so much.
So he did a great job. So he's a great actor. What did he do?
That character sucks.
I know, but...
So now you hate Emile Hirsch.
Correct.
For Alpha Dog.
All right. Alpha Dog. What was that? What was the movie about?
I have no idea.
Timberlake's in it. Okay. It was his cinematic debut.
What did he do to the lake?
No, well, basically, they're like low-level criminals, and they end up killing a kid. It's not funny.
Jesus.
It's bad, but Emile Hirsch, his character is kind of the ringleader, gets him in all this trouble. And like Timberlake's character is like, we don't really have to do this, man. And they did it. And they all went to jail. It's based on true stories. Jesus.
It's terrible. Okay. Jesus, God. Okay, let's see here. What do we have? Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. And we got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.